Hello.
Hey, Todd, it's Mario.
Yeah, Mario.
All right, just seeing that we were good to go here to get that
Yep.
Disrupt. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second.
Oh, you're on it right now?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hang on, let me get it on there.
Okay, go ahead. Take your time. Let me do this on my end over here.
Okay.
And the Green Bay location, that's not a physical location, right? So we're not putting that information on the site, right?
Right.
Okay. Just want to confirm.
Neither one of them has it's a physical location, but it's where I have my shop, but it's not for people to come to.
No, that's fine. You know, but it's good that you have an address so people see your legit business.
Right. Okay. How much is that going to be?
$249. Remember, I waived the charge for the the $99. I mean, they did question me about that, but I told them that you were definitely one of the harder clients. I'm kidding.
I hear you. Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and do it.
All right, bear with me here 1 second. And then the second address, I just want to confirm, because the address I have is in Seymour. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
All right, okay.
It's like 10 minutes out of Green Bay.
Got it. Okay, that's what I seen, that it was pretty close to Green Bay. All right, go ahead with the, here, let me make sure I have this correct here. Todd Walter, 607-667-7231. I have the billing address, that's 4615. Mormon Cooley Road in La Crosse, Wisconsin, 54601, and a Visa card. Can you go ahead and confirm the numbers, please?
4036309.
No, wait, I didn't hear the first portion. You cut out.
4031-6309-4670-7477.
Expiration?
0129.
Security code?
382.
All right, stand by. Okay, and that's going to be 129. All right, just give me a second. I got to remove that charge that I waived for you. All right, and I can keep Rocky as your pet's first name, right?
Yep.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry, I got to go over this voice verification script one more time. I know we went through it the first time, but since the payment declined, I just got to... It's the same one I read to you already. Or here, let me see if I have to... Give me a second. Let me put on here. All right, give me a second. Almost done here. All I'm just looking for a date to get that done with you here.
Oh, we can't do it now?
I'm trying to see if I have a available spot. This is a team that, you know, that dedicates themselves. Yeah, I had to explain why that, you know, that other verification didn't go through because it was scheduled for today at 8 in the morning.
I know.
All right, I'm in the calendar here. Let me see if we have something for today. See if I can squeeze you in here. All right, yeah, all the spots for today are taken. Todd, I have something, and tomorrow is quite occupied, but I got permission to put you in here. Let's see here. It would be 9 a.m. Our time, which is going to be 11 a.m. your time. Is that okay?
I'm going to have you do it with my assistant because I'm going to be traveling to Green Bay tomorrow.
Oh, you did tell me then. Okay.
So I'm going to be with a banker and everything at that time. So if you can do it with Jesse, that's the only way we can do it.
What's the name? Jesse?
Jesse. Jessica.
Jessica. Okay. You know what? There's going to be information that they're going to require from you. If it's best for you, we can do it on Monday.
I really need to get this ad going up.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I totally understand, but I just don't want it to be where, you know, they're asking her questions that she might not have answers for, and, you know, and then that creates a hiccup, right? So, I mean, to be on the safe side, I'd say that, you know, we'll get the ball rolling with you on Monday morning. Excuse me?
She knows everything that I know.
Okay, well, if she knows everything and she's good to go, then, I mean, it shouldn't be a problem then. Okay, Jessica, what's your last name?
Johnson.
Huh?
Johnson,
okay. All right, I'll set it up for 9 a.m. All right, so that's going to be 11 a.m. your time. All right.
Hey.
Okay. All right. All All right, I'll run it with her. That's fine. I'll have the team run it with her. I'll just put on here that you authorized that, correct?
11 o'clock.
11 a.m. tomorrow. Okay. All right, I'm processing the payment now. Stand by for a second here. All right, it went through. So you're good to go on our end. You know, the information you gave me for the first site, I know the company names are the same. Let Jessica know. We'll give her a call tomorrow at 11 a.m., and then, you know, we'll deal with the sites, both of the sites with her. Are we good, Todd?
What, her phone number?
Oh, I was going to call her at the company number. Yes, give me her number.
Oh, it's
608-600-6068. Is that a good one?
Oh, that is.
All right.
Good
so,
I don't want right. Bill calling on that number. So, Google is still charging me for using that number.
Never my personal number.
What is your personal number? 608-769-2028.
608-769-2028. Okay.
Yep.
So the 608-600-6068, you just got to make sure you cancel with Google, because that's the number that is showing up as a business number for the La Crosse location, okay? So it's not going to show. You're going to have enough time to get that canceled, Todd. Don't worry about it. All right? But, you know, make sure you get that.
How am I going to do, how do I do this then? If I'm going to cancel that, then doesn't my number disappear then? What number am I going to start using? Do I got to go to CallFire or what?
No, no, not at all. If, I mean, are they, is that a number that they, they have ownership of that number? Is that what you're saying?
It's through CallFire.
Okay.
And every time I get a call on it, Google or somebody charges me for it.
Okay. All right, so if we were to get rid of this number, what number did you want to put for the La Crosse? You want me to add yours, the 667-7231, or Jessica's?
What is he saying?
I'm just trying to think how to do this.
Just because you gave me your phone number, or is there something with your account that you think?
No, it's I need to figure that out.
Okay, figure it out and let me know, because if you want us to use another number, I'll go ahead and work that with you.
I'm probably going to add another number to my line, and that's how I'll do it.
Okay, all right. Well, you let me know, and then we'll work on it on that, you know, take that route. For now, I mean, you still have time. Don't worry about it. Let Jessica know. We'll give her a call tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Jessica.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye. You too now. Bye-bye.